It happened one Tuesday. It happened at 3.
Queen's butler was taking his afternoon tea.
And that's when he noticed a dent in the kettle.
A gash on its handle, some stains on the metal.
So he ran to the tea shop and he paid them in cash.
For a new one. The old one he tossed in the trash.
Tipped on its spout, a sad tea kettle plight.
Amid peelings and tin cans, it wept through the night.
Come morning, the old kettle felt a bump bump.
It woke to discover itself at the dump.
More peelings, more tin cans, a mattress, a bone.
Old kettle had never felt so much alone.
With nothing to sing for, and no one to care.
The kettle slid under a broken down chair.
It hunched there all autumn, all winter till spring.
When in spite of its state, it felt it must sing.
It sang for the sweet breeze, it sang for a bird.
Who had just sung to it, and the rag picker heard.
He heard the old kettle, and quick picked it out.
He looked at the handle, he tapped on the spout.
You're perfectly fine, you've got plenty of life.
So he brought the old kettle back home to his wife.
And the rag picker's wife, who admired such thrift,
gave her husband a hug for this most welcome gift.
She shined the old kettle. She said, good as new.
And the kettle, now beaming, knew just what to do.
It sang in the cottage when the sun shimmered high.
It sang over biscuits and gooseberry pie.
It sang for the children. Its voice filled the house. It sang for the cat and the brave kitchen mouse.
It still sings, its voice full of joy, full of cheer. If you pass by the ragpicker's cottage, you'll hear.